This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Friday, August 29th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Jim Plank in the Daily Mail reports that the Catskill Central School District Board of Education hired a principal for Catskill Elementary School from Taconic Hills Elementary School, but a third of the board wanted no new hiring at all. John E. Rivers of Nassau in Rensselaer County, current assistant principal in Craryville, replaces Don Scanapicio, who moved to the Saugerty School District. Board member Kyle Lyles explained his no vote was not against Rivers or his qualifications, but because he believes the district does not need someone to take over Scampanella's duties. Quote, fiscally, it's not responsible, unquote, said Lyles, quote, to fill it at this time when we have other administrators in the district that can do the job, unquote. Also voting against the hiring without comment were Board of Education President Andy Jones and member Ryan Oswald. Voting in favor were Board of Education Vice President Courtney Parrish and members Tracy Darling, William Fisk, Christine Kirsch, Sasha Kubiak, and Lisa Warner. Rivers begins work September 10th. You can read the full story in the Daily Mail. Ariel Zangle is reporting in the Daily Freeman. It has been 12 years since Audrey Mae Heron disappeared. Heron was last seen leaving the former Greene County Long-Term Healthcare Center in the Jefferson Heights section of Catskill. She worked as a licensed practical nurse at the facility. At the time of her disappearance, she was 31 years old and lived in Freehold with her husband and three children. Heron that day was driving a black 1994 Jeep Grand Cherokee with New York license plates, which also has not been found. Police said she left work as usual but never arrived home. State Police Senior Investigator Peter Kuzminski said the case is still active. He said while there have been no solid leads recently, police still pursue the tips they receive. Anyone with information about her disappearance is asked to call state police at 518-622-8600. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The Greene County Sheriff's Office and police departments in Athens, Cairo, Catskill, Hunter, and Windham will be cracking down on drunk drivers this Labor Day weekend with extra patrols of marked and unmarked cars, according to a press release. This campaign is supported by a grant from the New York State Stop DWI Foundation. The Sheriff's Office says holiday weekends locally see increased vehicle traffic. The Saugerty Post-Star reported that three people were arrested for intoxicated driving at a sobriety checkpoint conducted by the New York State Police on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge approach the night of August 9th between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. Today is Friday, August 29th, 2014, and the National Weather Service in Albany says there should be a sunny day today with a high near 75 and a low around 54 tonight. Saturday should be partly sunny with a high near 80 and a low around 64. Sunday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 83. Sunday night, the showers are still likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 8 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms afterwards, mostly cloudy with a low around 68. Labor Day, there is still a chance of rain, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 85 and a low around 67. Today is the fifth Thursday of the month, and WGXC is unaware of any public meetings today. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.